Today Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Week from today is going to be pretty interesting, right? Bucks, Cavs.
Yeah, that starts starts an interesting stretch.
Yeah, that's here. So you basically got this week, you got some teams that, like, I feel like the Bucks will get judged if they lose to, won't get a lot of credit if they beat. Is that fair to say?
I would say that's fair for this week, yeah. But
right?
Then,
it's like Hawks, Mavs, Magic.
Magic, yep.
You know, who are, you know, all solid teams that can beat people. You know, like the Mavs are the only, like, we're the first team to beat Golden State. I know Sixers did last night, but, you know, after the trade, like, the Hawks have beaten the Celtics multiple times this year. Magic, earlier in the year, were the best defense in the league. They've obviously fallen off over the course of the year, but they gave up 56 points to Steph this week. But, I mean, you said it, that stretch after this week gets crazy.
Yeah, it's an 11-day stretch. It goes like this. They host Cleveland, they go to Indiana, they host the Lakers, then they host Indiana again, they host on a back-to-back Oklahoma City, then they go to Golden State, then they go to the Lakers. 11-day stretch.
In 11 days, you're saying the Pacers, who are their closest team in the standings twice, the Lakers,
twice,
who just got Luka and all that, the Warriors, who just got Jimmy Butler added to their mix.
And just, by the way, the best team in the Western Conference in the Thunder as well.
And not just that, but the team who they had spanked in the NBA Cup.
Right, right.
Who's going to want to, like, show that that was an outlier, right? That the Bucks beat him by 30 in the NBA Cup.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's going to be a wild 11 days.
It's a show us what you're made of stretch, right? Because we're sitting here this Sunday morning saying, hey, we think the Bucks are back. We think they've got it figured out. They're more versatile. They're more athletic.
Now, if the Bucks go crazy in those games.
Oh, the expectations.
Can Giannis be back in the MVP mix?
Yes.
Kyle, you with us there?
If they go crazy, yeah, but I don't think Giannis. I mean, when is his minutes restriction off?
Well, it seems like it pretty
much
is.
Well, he's gone from 24 to 33 in the last game.
I don't even know what the heck was happening last game. The game in Dallas, they played until the end. I mean, he had to
play 32 last night.
Yeah, so he's gotten 33 and 32.
Which I don't know why he was on the court the last 3 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
That one is confusing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think Giannis loves it so much that, like, he's been mad with his minutes restriction.
I think he wants to get
every minute.
So he'll play back to backs going forward? They've got two in that stretch.
There's no reason for him to play any. I'm dead serious. It's like at this point right now, the Milwaukee Bucks need to be able to find a rhythm.
Does he still have six games left before he's disqualified? Like, he can miss up to six games.
You're saying for awards and
stuff? Yeah, he's got to play minimum of 65.
He's not going to win the MVP, though.
Yeah.
Probably not. I mean, it looks like it's SGA's. But
it's SGA with Jokic with a chance. However, what I'm saying is that 11-day stretch, when you got the Lakers twice, you got the Thunder, you got Indiana twice.
The Warriors.
Golden State. I mean, if the Bucks go crazy, I'm just saying, in those six games.
It's got to be a conversation. I'm just throwing it out there.
That's what I'm saying. I think, how do you
I
not?
I just don't see Giannis. I know Giannis will exert himself, but I don't know if the Bucks are just going to
unleash him. Yes, agreed. I don't think anyone in the Bucks organization is thinking about Giannis and the MVP award, right? I think that is the last thing on everyone's mind. I think everyone believes he is that, but I think the thing on the mind of the team is, let's be healthy and let's be in the top four, you know, going into the postseason. Because if we are, then we got as good a chance as anybody.
You get a home court. Now, I mean, again, I'm interested to see this Cleveland game, because Cleveland is for real, but I want to know, just get a little taste, because I'd rather have them in the playoffs versus Boston in the playoffs, because, you know, Boston's the defending NBA champion.
Well, if the Bucks are in that four spot, home against Indiana, beat Indiana, play the Cavs.
Yeah, and Cavs are really good, so maybe I'll put my foot in my mouth here, but I'd rather have the Cavs in round two versus the Celtics.
I think anyone would say that. I don't think that's crazy. Even we know the Cavs just beat the Celtics on Friday night. I don't think that's crazy. All right, so we have our 7 at 11 mystery guest.
Oh boy.
Coming up. So this is going to be our big mystery guest, and you know, we'll see how it goes. Always smooth on the 7-Eleven. You've thrown down that this has a chance to be the best show of 2025, although I believe with no dirty Al Gallagher discussions, it is not, in fact, in the running for best show of 2025. So you want me right now to tell people about Gruber Law Offices?
Of course. I love me some Gruber.
Well, everyone knows that in the state of Wisconsin, when you're talking about a nationally recognized organization that's local, right? There's not like 100 Gruber Law Offices around the country. There's one right here in Wisconsin, and they've helped tens of thousands of Wisconsinites over the last 30 years. That's how they can be involved in the teams you care about, the community events you care about, the organizations you care about. Because One Call, That's All means something. It is not a marketing slogan. It is a way of life. So if you are ever injured, if a loved one's ever injured, remember, work with a team that has been through it tens of thousands of times before so you could focus on you, your family. That's why if anyone's ever injured, I always recommend One Call, That's All to Gruber Law Offices. We'll have our mystery guests 7 and 11 when we continue. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Aside from a house or a car specifically, what is the most expensive thing you own? Wendy?
A car.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Alligator. Name something that's better than being rich.
Poor.
Besides a bird, something in a birdcage.
Hamster.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Snow.
Something Russia's famous for, Bob. Russians.
Something a burglar would not want to see when he breaks into a house. Rob!
Naked Grandma!
Reason you might stay indoors on a beautiful day.
Because it's raining?
Name something you might buy that could turn out to be phony.
Yeah, a horse.
Name a time that most people get up.
In the morning.
A time most people go to bed.
At night.
This is the 7 at 11 on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin.
All right, it is time for our 7 at 11. It is 11:30, but we have a mystery guest on the line. And Kyle and Strophy, you have only yes or no questions to be able to ask of our mystery guest. And hopefully you will lose again, that it will take you more than six no's. And I will have stumped you with our mystery guest. So the mystery guest is here. And Strophy, Kyle, you can start asking away.
Can we say good morning to the mystery guest?
No, you're just trying to get,
so
you know.
Can I beat the system by saying, good morning, mystery guest, are you doing well?
Well, if they say no, then that counts as a no. If that's one of your questions, then that's one of your questions. Is that what you want to ask them?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Good morning, mystery guest, are you doing well?
Yep.
Oh, okay. There we go. Okay, good. Good.
Okay.
Happy to hear that.
Okay.
Mystery guest, do you typically reside in the state of Wisconsin?
Yes.
All right. Are you known for your playing for a sports team?
Yeah.
Okay. Was the sport basketball?
Yeah.
That was a yes?
Yes, that was yes.
Okay.
Was it college basketball in the state of Wisconsin you were known for?
No.
All right, there's one no. Okay. I'm trying to get
but
to
no. Let's just stick with it. Did you at any point in your career play for the Milwaukee Bucks?
Yeah.
Okay.
He sounds like a bigger feller.
Well,
deeper voice. Deeper voice. Did you play for? Did your career end before 2000? Before pre 2012.
No.
Okay. It's two no's.
So that means they played at some point. 2012, post-2012 Milwaukee Bucks.
So, I mean, the natural next question for me then would be, and I assume the answer is yes, but I'm just going to ask it, were you at any point a teammate of Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Maybe.
What? What'd he say?
Maybe.
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 What, Craig. That's not it. Maybe.
Hey, it's a mystery guess. I can't.
It's a
yes or no question,
yes
is
or
it
no?
Not?
I mean, you gotta go. I mean, it doesn't count as a no.
What do you mean it doesn't count as a no? Maybe it's, that may be a teammate of Giannis. Either you were a teammate or you weren't a teammate of Giannis.
I mean, I think it's fair. I think it's a fair answer.
Because he said...
It's a fair answer. All I'm saying is I know who it is, and I'm saying it's a fair answer.
Do we know if they actually played basketball or they coached?
No, they played.
They played at some point for the Milwaukee Bucks post-2012, is my understanding. Is a maybe a yes or a no? That's not a no.
Yeah. I'm saying I'm not counting that as a no.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here, Strof. I'm trying to go through my Rolodex. Were you on the Milwaukee Bucks team in 2010?
Wait, you just asked after two.
That
was the answer. What? Were you on the team in 2010?
No.
All right, that's three no's.
Okay,
that was a bad question.
Three no's and a maybe.
Well, how did they maybe play for him, and then they were? All right, so
hold on. Let's go with this. And it should be a yes, but it could not be, and that would be telling. Are you retired from professional basketball?
Nope.
That's four. That's four no's.
Kyle, I'm not going to tell you how to ask here.
But they're not
I would confirm they are still playing now.
In the NBA. Are you currently playing in the NBA? Are you currently playing in the NBA?
Maybe.
Craig, you didn't give the run. Currently playing in the NBA is a maybe. They're maybe currently.
So is it a free agent? Maybe that.
Yeah, I think that's a fair answer.
Wait a minute. Are you taller than 6'9"?
No.
Okay.
I'm lost.
I'm lost too.
We only have two no's left.
So they're not taller than 6 foot. So it's not a tall person.
Maybe a teammate of Giannis I'm still hooked on.
And maybe.
How are you maybe a teammate of
somebody? And how are you maybe retired and maybe not currently? So that means that.
Not retired. He definitely said no to being retired.
But then maybe.
Maybe.
On a team in the NBA.
Are you an NBA champion as a player?
Yep.
Are you an NBA champion with the Milwaukee Bucks as a player?
Yep.
Okay. That helps. Under 6'9". On that championship team.
He didn't say under 6'9", he just said not taller than 6'9".
Okay.
All right. And so they're not currently on the roster. And they maybe play with Giannis. That means they play with Giannis. 100% play with Giannis.
Are you in any way, shape, or form active in the media aside from your appearance on Sunday Karma?
Maybe.
You, Mr. Guest, I love you, man. You are impressive.
Well, that means that...
That is a yes. That is a yes. He is very active in the media.
Very active in the media? Who's very active in the media from that team, Strong?
Well...
we can collaborate. Who's very active?
I mean, we have a teammate who's 6'7".
Thanasis?
I'm not ready to guess that.
Well, okay. Are you American? Born in America?
Nope.
Okay. Oh, that is your sixth no. One Uh-oh. More no and you guys are out.
Okay, so that means they're a foreign player. And so ask them if they were born in Nigeria.
I don't know if that's the route I want to go, though.
One more no and you guys lose.
Oh, wait, I don't even think he was born in Nigeria. He was born in Greece, I think.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying one more question, you answer no.
I don't know that I'm hooked on Thanasis. I feel like I'd recognize his voice.
Well, he might be trying to mask his voice. And I mean, if you got Thanasis to call in, that'd be fantastic.
Oh, let's do that. Were you at any point a teammate with Thanasis Antetokounmpo?
But what would, I don't know what the answer would be to that.
It wouldn't be a no.
What? A teammate, like if I said to you, were you a teammate of Alex Strof?
I would say maybe of yourself. Given the previous answers from Mr. Guest, my answer would be maybe.
Wait, we said, were you a teammate of Giannis? And Craig didn't bounce back. Okay, so maybe it could be the name. I'm trying to think of who.
Oh, this is fascinating.
All right,
Kyle, I'm going to give you the guess.
All right, are you Thanasis?
Yep.
Hey! Hey!
What's up, TA? What's up, Thanasis, baby?
Well done. Now I'm saying, like, to call him just a teammate of Giannis, that's his heartbeat, right? They're brothers.
Okay, they share
teammates.
Blood. But yeah. You guys played for the same team, TA. The answer to that question is yes.
Multiple times you played for the same team.
Oh my God! I had a guy, and definitely got had to go. Maybe it's like three times my whole lifetime. I played everywhere.
The NASA's Alta Tacupo joins us on Sunday Karma on the week that he announces the NASA's Live 2 coming to Milwaukee this month. The NASA's, you guys are running it back after the success of a year ago.
Yeah, man, I'm just so happy. It was crazy. So I think we like the applause and the love we're getting from like day one of announcing that we're coming back and people just signing up and getting tickets. It's been crazy, you know, and I'm loving it because, you know, people are loving the show. They're loving the energy we're bringing to Milwaukee. Right. And, you know, I had this whole thing that I did with Cam. You know, I've been on a kind of quote unquote, like a mini media tour from, you know, from partners to partners, and the people are loving it because, you know, just talking about the Bucks after the success in Vegas and now, you know, like after All-Star, all these things, just want to bring good energy to the city, man.
Yeah, as we chat with the NASA's Thanalysis Live, coming back to Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Tickets on sale now, March 29th for Thanalysis Live. Go to at Thanalysis on your social media and jump to those links. You can buy them through Eventbrite and all the different ways. So, Thanasis, first of all, you know, how are you handling this, man? This has got to be tough emotionally being away from the team. I mean, I felt like it was tough for the team being away from you. Like, you seem like you provided the team a spark in that first half of the year. Like, everyone was, I mean, they were saying this on national TV. Oh, Thanasis is here. I guess the Bucks have a chance to win tonight. What has this season been like for you emotionally? It's got to be so tough.
Thank you. Thanks for the compliment, man. So tough, man. Very, very tough. But, you know, I'm so happy guys starting to find their stride, you know. And, you know, we had a couple of additions to the team, you know, haven't really talked to them yet, but it was great, man. It was great. Great to see the energy in the city. And not only that, it has just been a roller coaster, I think. You know, for me, it's not just – forget about me, man, just being away. Like, this whole thing, you know, with the team, Bobby, Chris. Like, it's just been up and down, up and down, up and down so much. But I'm just so happy guys are, you know, really, really, really locked in and really, like, trying to give their best effort to like, to really, really – finish the season and start the journey, because this journey is go time. I mean, how many games left? 20 games left? So it's go time.
And it's amazing because, right, like I feel like you and Giannis, like you thrive when people are doubting, right? And this is another one of those years where it's like, oh, yeah, it's Cleveland or Boston coming out of the East, right? Like, you know, and the Knicks were getting the talk and even the Sixers were getting the talk, right? So as the team's coming together right now, it's a pretty exciting time, even without Bobby and even with getting those new pieces in. Like, I mean, you know, this is a team that, if healthy, right, we know this team hasn't been beaten when they're healthy.
Yeah, not only that, but the thing is, it's all about consistency, right? Because nobody says that in the past, like, 6-7 years, we've been, you know, like the top three of the East, top first, like number one in the East, most basically in the past, like except, well, last year, we was like finished top two, top three. We'll always be finishing like top three, top four in the East. And it's been hard because, you know, then you get in and you have a kind of a certain title to defend. Like, I'm the number one seed. So, but we don't have that this year. So it's going to be different. Mind you, I mean, they should have the talk, you know, the Celtics and the Cavs, like they're playing great, man. These teams are playing great. I mean, I think the Knicks, everybody, but, you know, it's time for us. It's time for the Bucks, you know, I feel like. And, you know, I don't want to say much, but I think it's one of those things that you got to put your head down and just keep going. Don't look left or right. Just keep look straight.
Well,
eyes on the prize.
I think people listening just smile hearing you say us, because they do view you as part of the team and part of this city. So as people are thinking about what they're going to do on a Saturday night, what can people expect if they come out to Thanalysis Live on March 29th? Because last year you surprised everybody with Stephen A. Smith. So we know there's going to be surprises, but what you know, when people spend that hard-earned money to come out to see you, what do you give them back in return?
Man, I'm trying to make it special this year as well. You know, I'm going to have some surprises, but I'm really going to make it a little bit of
of Wisconsin thing. It's going to be a Wisconsin theme. You know, we're gonna have some special guests in the building to talk a little bit about Wisconsin basketball. You know, reminisce a little bit of old stories. And we're going to ask, let them ask questions. We're going to let the, a little bit interactive with the fans, like asking whoever guest is there. You know, I don't want to give up any guests. It's like this, me, anybody kind of interact about the season and what do we believe. And, I really believe this. I'm not saying this only as a, as a member, as a former member of like the Bucks and stuff like this. I'm saying that as a fan, it's been crazy for the Bucks. As a city, like it's been like, whoa, what is, this up and down, this guy, that guy, like it's crazy. So just give him a little bit of peace of mind of like how the season will go, how sports in Wisconsin is going to go. And, hopefully for them to leave the show optimistic of for life and sports.
Yeah, especially, right there at the end of March. So it'll be kind of that reset leading into the playoffs. Start of last year started with that jolt of the Jrue Holiday, trade and Dame coming to town. And then this year, as you said, right when, people were getting over the Chris trade, then you have Bobby, out for 25 games. So what have you thought as you've gotten a chance to look at this new look Bucks with Kuz and KPJ and Jericho Sims? Like what's your take on the new squad?
I mean, obviously I won't give him no game plan, not say anything that's going to be out there. But I would say, obviously, athletic, young, energetic. I feel like great minutes off the bench as well. Like, and and especially when you don't even have Bobby, because Bobby gives us those minutes, those good minutes off the bench. So, like, KVJ coming in, even now with Jericho Sims playing defense, rebounding, Kyle coming in. Like, Kyle surprised me so much. As a player, because watching him play in Washington for the past, I want to say 3 years, is he 3 or 4?
This was his fifth there, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fifth year. Okay. Watching him play in Washington, I kind of feel like it was totally different than watching him play now. Just him willingness to do everything. Like, I'm going to play defense, I'm going to cut, I'm going to roll, I'm going to do this. I'm gonna, like, just being ready to do whatever it takes for the team to win. I'm very, very happy. Very, very happy.
Yeah, now
obviously how I feel, Craig, as well about Chris. That's my dog right there. It was crazy, but I talked to him as well, and was like, we talked for like 20, 30 minutes on the phone. I was overseas. I'm actually in Greece, so kind of was on the phone, talked to each other.
Wait, when you and Chris talk on the phone, what percentage of the words in the conversation do you say, and what percentage of the words in the conversation does Chris say? Because, the Chris everyone else sees is so laid back and so quiet, and you're so gregarious and have so much to say. So what, does Chris actually get in a few words?
Surprised. No, you'd be surprised. I didn't say nothing. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, when people say this to me, like, Chris is so chill, I'm like, no, he's not. I'm like, why do you say that? I'm like, he's a guy who knows so much basketball, has so much basketball knowledge. You listen to him. And we've been teammates for half a decade plus. And him, so it was crazy. But just for him, the family, and we all understand the nature of the business. We all understand that. But at the end of the day, we're all humans and we're all like brothers. So it's one of those things I really, really would never, not appreciate. Like, I really appreciate his time, his mentorship, and what he brings to the team.
Yeah, amazing. This would not have transformed into the championship culture that it did without, Chris and then Giannis coming aboard. So, TA, as we chat with Thanasis Antetokounmpo, Thanalysis Live coming to Potawatomi March 29th. That game against Denver the other night was so impressive to me because, the Bucks win that game. Brooke does a great job matching Jokic's minutes, but Dame only took 9 shots in that game. That's Dame Lillard, who took 9 shots. And when I'm starting to watch him and Giannis, I don't know, it's starting to feel different in terms of them totally, knowing each other. Do you think they've crossed some threshold of just like playing a certain amount of games or something where it just feels different when they're in that two-man game together now?
He definitely does, man. Definitely does. You can see when guys are hitting shots, and you see, like, Giannis hit the Dame Town. Giannis hit the Dame Town at the All-Star game. He knows, like, he's starting, I think him and Giannis started to understand, like, hey, this is what he, what, that's my guy does. You know, you saw it when he had the ball and he was going to take the shot at the All-Star game, and Giannis is in the locker room, they're waiting to play them, and he turns around and does the Dame time because he already knows, like, this is the type of chemistry you understand only if you're a coach or a player, that it comes with time. You cannot work this. You can't do this. It only comes with time, man.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it only comes with time. And I'm so happy, like, it's starting to show on the court more and more and more.
Kyle, you have any quickies for TA? I mean, you guys hung, you know, everyone sees you sitting courtside at the Bucks game next to Thanasis.
Kyle, before you ask, I don't know that TA has been on the record about that yet, and I'm curious because Kyle says that he was like an assistant coach with TA when they were sitting courtside
weeks ago. So Kyle was kind of teaching Thanasis the game.
That's what he claims, so I want to know from TA's perspective.
Whoa, TA, don't let him lie to me.
Simply, I just want to know, TA, does Kyle know ball? That's all I want to know.
He obviously, I think he does know ball. I've never seen him in action. We haven't sat down and kind of dissect the game, right? We saw, actually, no, that's a lie. I'll tell you how I know he knows ball. Yeah. We did a live show together. This was like a month and a half ago, 2 months ago.
At Pato.
When the Bucks, Potawatomi, the Bucks were playing the Heat for the in-season tournament. And, you know, I like these comments. I like the way he sees it. He didn't see it just as a perspective, and I think he asked the right questions too about, like, why is this guy doing this, and why is this guy, you know what I'm saying, about scouting reports. We'll talk about different players and tendencies, and I told him TA
I was your assistant coach, because right there on the court you were coaching, you were telling guys get back. I was like, yeah.
that's what an assistant coach does, just yells yeah.
And I said, TA, I told people straight up, I said, TA knows ball, man. He knows ball. So I enjoy sitting courtside being your assistant coach on the sideline.
Oh man, thank you. I'll tell you one thing. It's just a habit. I wasn't coaching them. The guys are hoopers. They know what to do. It was just a habit, just, you know, trying to help out in any way I can.
The thing I'll say is, when you watch TA, there's things he puts thought into that you wouldn't think anyone else does. Because I was watching him some game against the Celtics, and I was like, man, you were like going out of your way to foul people late in the game. And he's like, yeah, you know, they might see us in the playoffs. I don't want them getting an easy basket if I serve for them. Then they're going to play us in the postseason. They're going to be more confident on our court. I'm not letting them have that, even if it's in garbage time now. So, TA, you're always seeing a different game than other people.
No, but it's tendencies and it's habit. Like, okay, I'll give an example. You know why I say that? Do you remember the series we played against Toronto?
Yeah.
Right? We win the first game. We win the second game. It's 2-0. And then Norman Powell comes in and late. We're up by 30-40, I think, like that, second game. And he comes in and he goes, like, kind of starts making a couple of shots. He's feeling good, right? Norman Powell. And then he goes and does it at game four. And then some other guys come in and do that at game four, game five, which they were non-existent till that time.
Yeah.
So it's about, especially in the postseason, like, even a basket, even a cut, even a put back layup, it's a breath of fresh air in the playoffs. Everything's so hot, everything's so rigid. So you can't let anybody just even remotely think that they can do that. That's why.
Yep, Norman Powell became a Bucks killer then, and Fred VanVleet was terrible in that series. Fred VanVleet was terrible in that series. Yeah, VanVleet was terrible in that series through the first three games, and then all of a sudden he's having kids, he's catching fire, he's making $40 million a year. It's crazy what's going on with Fred VanVleet. Thanasis joining us all the way from Greece on a Sunday evening there, a Sunday morning here. On Sunday Karma, Thanalysis Live. Tickets are available right now. You can go buy them. Last year it was crazy with TA and Giannis. And, you know, not only did Stephen A. surprise, but it was so cool last year to see so many of your teammates out there supporting. And I know anything you guys do and that you do, your teammates have been right there alongside you. So go to Thanalysis or Thanasis' social media and or Eventbrite, and you can buy those tickets to go out to Potawatomi and be part of Thanalysis Live as it turns back for the second year. And I just love how much you guys do locally. I mean, you guys are a global brand, but you just make sure to give so much back to Milwaukee and Wisconsin, and we appreciate that so much, Thanasis.
Of course, man. Thank you so much. I want to special thanks to all the fans in Milwaukee, man. They've been amazing. Following the show, like, everything I do, like, it's crazy. We sold, like, 1,500 tickets in the first, like, 2 minutes of the – like, it's crazy. Thank you guys so much. I don't take this for granted. my family doesn't think they can forget it. You guys are the best. You guys are amazing.
There he is. The mystery guest. There he is. Make sure to listen and subscribe wherever you can to The Analysis on YouTube and on podcast.
Couple Thanks weeks so away. Much.
There we go. The great The Analysis Antetokounmpo, everybody. What do you think? Good mystery guest, right?
Good mystery guest. Kyle is really yelling at us, though.
Yeah, okay. All right.
We got two segments left to knock out in.
All right. We'll have more as we continue. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. It's that time.
Yes, it's finally here.
Craig makes his picks of the week.
You can bet the house on.
Picks of the week on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin, presented by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Can't wait to see what happens next.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Oh, Palermo's Pizza. I got to hang out with Giacomo this week from Palermo's. And it's so cool. Like in Wisconsin, when you have a business that is so connected, that's like they build plants. They're building their third plant here in Wisconsin. Like, so you think about what that means. It means they make pizza at Palermo's that we all like to eat, whether it's Screaming Sicilian, whether it's Urban Pie, whether it's Connie's, like all these different brands, right? Then they also literally build their manufacturing here in Wisconsin. So they're creating more jobs on top of having like their offices here and all that. That's why Palermo's is Wisconsin's hometown pizza and why when you go to the grocery store, it's always Palermo's, whether you're going to Festival Foods, whether you're going to your Pick and Save or Metro Market, whether you're going to Sendex, it's always Palermo's pizza. So, Palermo's picks, who's watched Court of Gold?
I have no idea what you just said.
Who has watched Court of Gold?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, that makes... I actually know what it is. I guess you're not on Netflix. I saw it. I might actually watch it.
I am on Netflix, but I've been more of an Apple TV guy. What is it?
Court of Gold. You really have no idea what I'm talking about?
Craig, I wouldn't lie to you.
So, it is the behind-the-scenes look at the Serbian, Canadian, French and United States men's basketball teams during this past year's Olympic tournament in Paris. So you're seeing KD and Steph and LeBron and Wemby.
This sounds fascinating. I love it.
And yeah, and Bogdan Bojanovic and all of these guys and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Behind the scenes, it is excellent, excellent filmmaking and an iconic, iconic tournament. With an iconic night celebration that Steph Curry had to end the tournament. Sorry about the spoiler there.
Yeah, spoiler alert indeed.
Heel turns. We started the show with heel turns. We ended the show with spoiler alerts, Kyle.
So that's your pick is watch this on Netflix?
The pick is watch, yeah.
What about like the, what's tonight, the Oscars? You got any Oscars picks?
I don't know if I've seen a movie that's nominated for the Oscars. Has anyone seen a movie that's nominated for Best Picture?
I don't watch movies, so no. I didn't watch Wicked. Sorry to disappoint.
I wanted to see Wicked.
I did too, but I haven't gotten around to it.
Wicked's been out for a while.
The Bob Dylan biopic with Chalamet. I know that's up for a couple things.
Yeah, I did not
is this
that.
The Golden Globes or the Oscars?
This
What's
is the
difference?
Oscars. No, there's a huge Golden
difference. The only award show I watch is the Grammys. I know nothing about movies.
No, this is, I mean, the Oscars are a big deal, but as I said, I haven't seen a single.
All right.
I don't think I've seen a single movie. All right,
go Badgers.
Yeah, go Badgers. That's
no,
my
No Max Klesmet, but big one at Breslin coming up in half an hour.
By the way, so. What seed, Marquette and Wisconsin? As of right now?
I think Wisconsin's a 2, Marquette maybe a 5.
Wisconsin a 3, Marquette a 5, yeah.
3 and a 5, yeah. I tend to.
I mean, if Wisconsin beats Michigan State today.
They're a 2.
They're a 2, right?
But also, I mean Big 10 tournament.
Play, yeah.
Big 10 tournament matters.
No,
so
I know. And I don't know that 2 versus 3 matters, right? Like, it's going to be matchups, it's going to be all that. But, I mean, this Badger team has been a breath of fresh air, as has Marquette getting seemingly back on track.
Yeah, big win
now.
Yesterday.
Yeah, so.
A big win over a bad team.
Yeah.
A big win's a big win. You'll take it any way you can get it.
Yes. There's no bad teams this time of the year, Kyle.
Okay. UW-Green Bay, did they end up winning yesterday?
No, they were up three with 7 seconds left, and they lost in overtime.
They were up like 12, and I was like, oh, he's finally going to win. But all right, y'all.
Oh, wait. Green Bay is now 2-18 on the year in conference, 4-27 overall.
Well, tournament time.
But they're gonna get a good, doesn't that set them up for a good draft pick next year?
Well, Gottlieb told me on Sunday Karma a few weeks ago, no one wants to see him in March.
Yeah. Well, what's the record now in March? Undefeated?
0-1.
Yeah. Yeah, 0-1. Well, that was a tough Oakland team, though. That was a very tough Oakland team that beat them yesterday. All right, thanks to Thanasis Anakupo, Jason Wilde, all of you for being part of it. You have been listening to Sunday Karma. Stay healthy, stay together, survive today, thrive tomorrow. Don't settle. Kyle, send us out. Peace.
This is ESPN Wisconsin and ESPNWisconsin.com.